Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Dennis Feeney, and he is the new majority leader in the Albany County Legislature. So, congratulations on your new position, Dennis. There's been a lot of changes in the county ledge. Can you kind of give us an idea of what's been going on?
Well, as far as the change that brought me in, yes, there was a change earlier in the year with a new chairman and a new majority leader.
Mm-hmm.
And that with Andrew Joyce coming in as a new chairman and Gary DeMalo coming in as a new majority leader.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was something that was, you know, it was a close vote. It was a pretty split vote. It ended up being a situation where, you know, Frank ended up resigning and moving on. But there was a lot of people in the legislature that still, in our caucus, that still supported Frank
mm-hmm.
and that still supported Sean Ward. So, you know, that whole thing was kind of contentious. And I think some of that contentiousness is still existed for the last 3 months or so. You know, I'm hoping that as the new majority leader that I can hopefully try to reunite our caucus a little bit so that we can start focusing on doing what we need to do for the county as a whole.
So do you think all of the turmoil has died down?
I don't think it has completely died down, but that's what my goal is, to try to help it with working with Chairman Joyce and trying to get things to that turmoil to die down in our caucus.
And basically, what was the ultimate, why did all this friction started? Can you elaborate on that? What was the basis of it?
The friction between who?
In the legislature, you know, it became pretty contentious. Why was that?
Contentious when the change took place at the end of last year or recently?
I guess
I'm trying to understand. Well,
right.
I think
recently.
It had to do recently. I think it had to do with Chairman Joyce and the former majority leader having a different philosophy on how things were going to move forward with how his office, the chairman's office and the majority's office, were going to work together on things. And
uh-huh,
I think that
uh-huh.
there was an agreement that there was going to be more of a work-sharing situation going forward, starting, you know, with the new leadership this year, and that that type of agreement sort of fell apart. It's always been that the majority office has handled a lot of the work that gets done, but I think Chairman Joyce and some of his supporters wanted to see some of that change, where a lot of the work would not only get done in the majority office, but a good amount of it would get done in the chairman's office too. And I think that's what the breakdown was, you know, between the two of them.
I was just looking at the county legislative website. You ran as a Democrat, as a conservative, and as an independent. Am I correct?
Those were the three parties that I was endorsed by last time I ran, correct?
Okay, great. Were there a lot of legislators who were endorsed by the conservatives and independents, or was it just a few?
Well, I'd have to pull up the website. I think that you'll see that there's some that have the same endorsements as me, but I don't have that in front of me right now, so I couldn't tell you that for sure.
Okay, now you're the majority leader. What issues will you be concentrating on in the county legislature? What are the important issues?
Well, as far as legislative issues, you know, the most important thing for me has always been, taxes and keeping taxes in check. And I think that's one of the things that we've been very successful with over the last. We've had six consecutive years where the budget has been under the New York State cap and, the tax cap. And that's a very important issue to me. You know, in the part of the county that I represent, people tend to have very high tax bills. And even though most of that is school taxes, I think almost 70%, it's still very important to keep a focus on making sure that taxes are kept in check, but at the same time that the services and the things that the county has to do, that the revenues are there to be able to do that. I'm also very interested in green initiatives. I was very excited about the biodigester thing, which was recently, put into play. I'm interested in other green initiatives, anything with renewable energy, that type of thing that's important to me.
Mm-hmm. There's something that came across my Facebook feed a couple of days ago, and I've been, studying it and taking, asking questions. What do you know about the sewage treatment plant that they want to build in Lincoln Park? Are you aware of that?
I actually just read something about that in the paper this morning. That's the first time I became aware of it,
Okay.
I know that, that Albany, that there's always been a problem with overflows in the systems, because Albany's got a very old system, and where, raw sewage still goes into the Hudson River, which is amazes me that that's the case in 2018, but that's a whole other can of worms with, the amount of money that would be needed to be spent to upgrade those types of infrastructure problems. We're talking in the billions, and it's a problem all throughout, the Northeast. And, without major federal help, I don't see how a lot of this stuff will ever really completely get corrected the way it should be.
So, from your perspective, from the legislative perspective, the county legislature perspective, you hadn't heard about this before.
This particular proposal in Lincoln Park?
Right.
I had not heard of it. I read about it in the paper today. But it's not something that I had heard of until I saw it in the paper today. I know there's major issues. I know there's major issues with that type of infrastructure in Albany, but I didn't know about this specific proposal.
So the county and the city are not working together on this particular project, then, is what you're saying?
They could very well be. It's just not something that I knew about. So,
okay.
I can't speak for. The county, actually, I think they call it the Purification Authority or something now instead of the sewer district. They changed the name. But, I'm sure that they're probably involved. It's just that, me personally, I can't say that I knew anything about it until I read about it today.
Okay. So what can the residents of Albany County expect that's going to come down the pike within the next 6 months?
Come down the pike in regards to, legislation that's being
proposed?
Legislation,
yeah.
Well, I think that there's some pending things regarding, there's a couple of different nepotism or whatever you want to call it, cronyism things that are out there that are being proposed. I know that there's the tobacco being sold in drugstores or stores that have drugstores in them, different grocery stores that have drug stores in them. That's pending. There is a, I think another pending piece of legislation in regards to sprinklers being placed in newly built homes. I know that the Firefighters Association is concerned with that. There's also, you know, talk about the paid sick leave legislation that's been brought up. Those are a few that I could think of coming to the top of my head.
So as your legislative session evolves, would you be interested in coming back on Focus on Albany to share your thoughts and concerns?
Sure.
Yeah. Great. And the closing moments, do you have anything to add right now to the dialogue?
No, I'm just hoping that we can get past all the stuff that my caucus has been dealing with over the last few months and try to come together more as a caucus, be more unified and focus more on doing that type of stuff instead of being too concerned with leadership issues. I think that some of the things that were done early on as far as some of the committee changes, I know that, you know, a lot of Republicans were put in positions that they weren't previously put in. And I know that the chairman is, you know, trying to make the legislature be more bipartisan, but I think that some of the rearranging of the committees might have been a little disproportional to the amount of Republicans that are in the legislature. But, you know, that's all stuff that I think, you know, that I have to work with Chairman Joyce on and move forward on that issue.
When you were elevated to this position, were you surprised that, you know, you had obtained it? Were you expecting it? Was it a complete surprise to you?
Well, it's not anything that I have ever pushed for. I was, you know, a little surprised when I was asked to do it, but because it wasn't anything that I ever sought to do. I never had any interest in challenging Frank. During the time that I was in there, I always thought Frank was doing a good job. When I was approached, to see if I'd be interested in doing it, I said it was something that I had never really considered, but I would give it a try.
You know, one of my pet issues is technology. How will the county legislature bring it up to the 21st century as far as technology is concerned? What do you plan on implementing?
Well, I know that we have, you know, in October, we became one of the more open county legislatures in New York by voting to approve a resolution that expanded the body's video live streaming services to include all public comment periods and public hearings. And we were already doing that for our committee meetings and our meetings so that people can follow us now a lot easier than they used to be able to. You don't have to come down to the meeting or come down to a committee meeting or even to a hearing if you want to see what's going on. So I think that, you know, those implementations have been good. I know there's been talk of using tablets instead of, paper copies of all the agendas and resolutions.
Right.
And, I know there's a task force that's been looking into that, and, you know, that's something that might be a good thing. I mean, for the 21st century, it makes sense. But a lot of things come down to dollars and cents, too. You got to find the money to do these things. But, I'm open to those initiatives because it is something that may make it easier for us to operate and make us more open and transparent, too.
Great. So as this you actually never really take a break, do you? You go 12 months a year?
Yeah, we're 12 months a year. And it gets sometimes pretty busy around budget time, which is our budget season starts, for us, like late October through pretty much almost close to the end of December. And that's a busy time of year for us. You know, you're dealing with, I think last year's budget was somewhere in the neighborhood of like $673 million. So, you know, there's a lot of responsibility that way. You know, but yeah, there's no session, so to speak, where we're a body that you know, functions 12 months out of the year.
Okay. So as the session evolves, I would be happy to have you back on Focus on Albany to share what's going on. So you have been listening to the new majority leader in the Albany County Legislature, Dennis Feeney. And if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment or criticism about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter. Dennis, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show, and good luck to you, and good luck have a great day, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Take care. Love it.